Lesson 3. The Trinity. Lesson Objectives. 1. The student will be able to explain how the universe is an illustration of the nature of the Trinity. The biblical foundation for the doctrine of the Trinity. Why the doctrine of the Trinity is a foundation of the gospel. The structure of relationships within the Trinity. How the Trinity gives an example for human relationships. How our belief in the Trinity guides our worship. A statement of Christian beliefs about the Trinity. 2. The student will avoid common errors people have made in trying to explain the Trinity. Introduction. Activity. Before continuing the lesson, read John 14. Think about how this passage shows that God is a Trinity. Many people have been confused by the doctrine of the Trinity because it says that God is three in one sense, yet one in another sense. But when we look at the universe, we see another example of three in one. The universe has three aspects: space, time, and matter. Without any one of those three, there would not be a universe. Each of those three also consists of three aspects. Space consists of length, width, and height, three in one. Without any one of those dimensions, there would be no space. Time consists of past, present, and future, three in one. Without any one of those aspects, there would be no time. Matter consists of energy and motion producing phenomena, three in one. If there were no energy, there could be no motion or phenomena. If there were no motion, there would be no energy or phenomena. If there were no phenomena, it would be because there was no energy or motion. It seems that the universe is designed on the pattern of three in one. Maybe God purposely gave the universe a design that illustrates his own nature. What does the Bible teach about the Trinity? It clearly affirms the existence of three distinct persons that are all identified as the one God of the universe. This is not a contradiction, because we are not saying that God is both one person and three persons. Neither are we saying that God is both one God and three gods. We are saying that God is one in essence and three in person. Just as the one universe exists as space, time, and matter, the one God exists as the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Biblical evidence for the Trinity. Premise 1. There is only one God. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Deuteronomy 6:4. For I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is none like me. Isaiah 46:9. Premise 2. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are all God. God the Father. Galatians 1:1. The Word was God, the Word became flesh. John 1:1 and 14. Why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit? You have not lied to man, but to God. Acts 5:3-4. Premise 3. These three each relate to one another as distinct persons. Something to think about. How do we know that they are three persons and not just one person in different roles? In Mark 1:10-11, Jesus is baptized. The Holy Spirit descends like a dove, and a voice from heaven says, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." We see here that the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit could not be the same person. They are acting in different roles at the same time. Toward the end of his ministry, Jesus said he would ask the Father to send another helper to us, the Holy Spirit. John 15:26. Do you see the three distinct persons involved in this request? If you read through John 14-17, you find many references to interaction between the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Conclusion: the one true God of the Bible has revealed himself to exist in three distinct persons: Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God is one in nature, but three in person. So though the word Trinity does not appear in the Bible, the doctrine of the Trinity is based on clear scriptural statements. The term Trinity is a term we use to summarize all that the Bible teaches about this doctrine. This biblical doctrine has been taught by the Church since the Apostles. The doctrine of the Trinity is essential. Something to think about. Why does it matter whether or not a person believes in the Trinity? The doctrine of the Trinity underlies key teachings that are essential to the gospel. For example, some of those who deny the Trinity deny that Jesus is God. But if the Jesus you believe in is not God, you don't have a Jesus who can save you. Only a person who was sinless could die for the sins of all people. His sacrifice would have to be infinite, because we have sinned against an infinite God. Because Jesus is God, he provided the sinless, infinite sacrifice that paid for the sins of all people for all time. If we deny that the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are distinct, we deny God his natural, personal, or relational characteristics. For instance, God would not be a loving God from all eternity if he had to wait until he had created in order to love anyone. But if God is more than one person, these persons could love each other from all eternity. It is important to believe in this relational God, who exists in self-giving love, because it affects the way we relate to one another as well as to God. Perhaps the most serious part is that we must worship God. People who deny the Trinity usually deny that Jesus and the Holy Spirit are God, so they do not worship them. One of the worst mistakes a person can make is to either worship someone who is not God or fail to worship someone who is God. John Stott's Daily Trinitarian Prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray that I may live this day in your presence and please you more and more. Lord Jesus, I pray that this day I may take up my cross and follow you. Holy Spirit, I pray that this day you will fill me with yourself and cause your fruit to ripen in my life. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Holy, blessed, and glorious Trinity, three persons in one God, have mercy upon me. Almighty God, Creator and Sustainer of the universe, I worship you. Lord Jesus Christ, Savior and Lord of the world, I worship you. Holy Spirit, Sanctifier of the people of God, I worship you. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are persons living in relationship. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit each possess personhood and have always lived in personal relationship with each other. We call them persons because they live in relationship with one another. They love one another, give to one another, talk to one another, and live for one another. This shows that they are persons. Structure in the Trinity. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit have always existed in a structure of relationships. The Father is the head, then the Son, then the Spirit. These three eternal and equal persons have positions of authority based on their relationships with each other. This structure of authority is reflected in the family and in the church. Like the members of the Trinity, all the members of a family or a church have equal value, but do not all have the same position of authority. The Son's relationship to his Father. How does the Son relate to the Father? Jesus said that the Father had granted him as Son to have life in himself, just as the Father has life in himself. John 5:26. From all eternity, the Son has been the Father's only Son. John 3:16. The Son is eternally self-existent as God and is of the same nature as the Father, yet his existence is from the Father. Eternally, the Son has related to the Father as a Son, and the Father has related to the Son as a Father, though not in a physical sense. Jesus is equal to the Father in his nature. He is to be worshipped and glorified on the same level as the Father. Jesus said that all should honor him just as they honor the Father. John 5:23. the Holy Spirit's relationship to the Father and Son. In John 15:26, Jesus said that he would send to us the Holy Spirit, who proceeds from the Father. Though the Spirit proceeds from the Father, he is equal to the Father and the Son, and is to be equally honored. Keep in mind that this proceeding and sending is happening between three persons living in loving relationship with each other. Protecting the unity of God. The three persons of the Trinity are not to be considered separate individuals. The unity of their being means that they are of the same essence and that the three persons permeate one another, indwell one another, and share their attributes with one another. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit experience mutual indwelling in a way that humans could not. Each human is only one person and only one being. God is three persons, yet only one being. To help protect the biblical concept of the unity of God, we do not speak of the members of the Trinity as separate from each other, people, but as distinct persons. We reflect God's personhood and relations. God made us in His image as persons, having the capacity to relate to one another and to God. Each of us has a mind, a will, and emotions for the purpose of relationship. Individually, we are incomplete. After God created Adam, He said, "It is not good that man should be alone." Genesis 2:18. Then He made Eve. Adam was incomplete without Eve because without her, he didn't have another human to relate to. In fact, one scripture suggests that Adam and Eve together reflected God's image. So God created man in His own image. In the image of God He created him. Male and female He created them. Genesis 1:27. There seems to be something about the relationship between Adam and Eve that made them together reflect the image of God more than Adam would have by himself. Think what that means for us. We are not functioning as whole persons unless we are in relationship with others, as the persons of the Trinity are. That doesn't mean we have to be married. In heaven, no one will be married, yet we will still be persons. But we do need to have fellowship with others, relating to reflect the image of God. There is a wonderful comparison between the nature of God and the nature of the church. Within both God and the church, there is unity and diversity. According to 1 Corinthians 12, the body of Christ is a unity composed of many parts functioning together for a purpose. Can you see how the body of Christ reflects the image of God? Paul expected all the various members of the church to grow together as one in Christ. Paul prayed that we would grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love. Ephesians 4:15-16. All of us should use our gifts and abilities to help each other grow in the unity of Christ. God desires that we reflect His relational nature by helping each other grow in grace. Spiritual growth occurs in community, in close, committed fellowship with other believers. This reflects the social nature of God. If the members of the Trinity have for eternity lived in self-giving love for each other, we should live in loving relationships with others. We were made in the image of God as social, relational beings, so we should focus on others rather than ourselves. We should emphasize community more than our individuality. God will bless us as we try to reflect His triune image in our relationships with others. Trinitarian worship. Trinitarian worship recognizes that we come to the Father with the aid of the Spirit and on the basis of the atoning work of the Son. As Trinitarians, we are to pray to the Father in the Spirit through the Son. An important goal of worship is for us to enter the love relationship that the members of the Trinity have for each other. Think of the love that exists between the Father and the Son. Think of what Christ did on the cross so that we could experience that love. The Father and Son live in wonderful communion with each other, and because of the Son's atoning work, the Spirit is able to help us participate in that fervent love relationship. As Trinitarians, we not only pray to the Father in the Spirit through the Son, but we also pray to the Father, to the Son, and to the Spirit. Each of the members of the Trinity is to be adored and glorified, for they are all God and must be equally honored. Trinitarian worship brings glory to each member of the Trinity equally, recognizing the role each plays in our salvation. Errors to avoid, theories about the Trinity. We do not understand why a seed grows in the dirt, or how a brain works, or what forces keep the stars in their places. Scientists observe what happens, but they cannot explain why and how it happens. It does not make sense for a person to reject the doctrine of the Trinity because he cannot fully explain it. Every doctrine about God is beyond our explanation. For example, nobody can explain how God can be everywhere and know all things. The facts of the Trinity are not illogical, but they are beyond human experience and terms. A fish in the sea, even if he were intelligent, could never understand what it is like to be human, even if it were explained to him. The fact of the Trinity is that there is one God existing in three persons, identical in nature and equal in deity. People have tried to explain this, but they often lose an important part. Below are some examples of errors. 1. God is really one person who has taken different roles. In this theory, in heaven, God was the Father. On the earth, he was Jesus, and now he speaks to us as the Holy Spirit. But throughout the chapters of John 14:16, Jesus' words describe interaction among himself, the Father, and the Holy Spirit. This description would not make sense if they were not three distinct persons. 2. The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are separate beings. In this theory, there may be differences in their nature. For example, the Father might be the one who wants to judge, but the Son wants to show mercy. This idea contradicts the biblical doctrine that there is only one God. 3. One person of the Trinity is inferior to another. A person who believes this idea thinks of the Father as being God, and the Son and Holy Spirit as lesser beings. He may deny the personhood of the Spirit and think of the Son as being a special man that God used. This error causes people to not worship the Son and Holy Spirit as God and can lead to a false gospel. Statement of beliefs. God is a Trinity, one God in three persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The three are different in role, but identical in nature and equal in attributes of divinity and equally worthy of worship.